Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Yes, indeed, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Yep, the question that we explore here on the show, well, it's only one of the questions, and that is, what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? More importantly, what would you do if you knew that everything that you wanted in life was already presented in front of you? And the question then becomes, if it's already there, Dr. Pat, why don't I say it? What is up with that? Well, there are a lot of people asking that question. As a matter of fact, I had the pleasure of meeting Terry Cole Whitaker yesterday, as well as sitting through a workshop that she did. And boy, I'll tell you, if you want to get your adrenaline pumped and believe in unlimited possibilities, she is somebody that you want to get, you're going to want to get in front of. And so that was kind of exciting. But we're joining you here today on a Monday. We want to share a little bit of the information with you on what we've got planned. How you doing, Mr. B?
I'm good. Enjoying President's Day?
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Remember that? Who would be singing to George Bush now if it was like a Marilyn Monroe, like,
we're
comparison?
Singing to Jack Kennedy? Oh, we should ask our listeners.
Yeah.
Okay, question
like
for our listeners today.
Like, we'll get
Who would you think would be singing happy birthday to our current president? You know, because, Benny, we play that clip of Marilyn Monroe.
Fairly often.
Singing to,
if I can find it.
To President Kennedy. And so, for those of you that don't know what that is, that's one of our faves. And I shared the story that my stepmom, absolutely adored Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, she looked quite a bit like her.
Really?
I have to get her picture put up on my website. She did. She was, my stepmother was absolutely gorgeous, and she, unfortunately, is not here to hear the show. Because she had to go off and go to the heavens so she could watch out for me up there. That's the way I like to think about that.
This one?
Marilyn Monroe.
Here she is. Probably didn't have much meaning, but knowing what we know today,
now, yeah, exactly,
it has picked up a whole new set of meanings. So, who would you want to sing happy birthday to you, Benny?
Oh, wow!
Yeah, who would you want to sing happy birthday to you?
Jeez,
if you could pick, like, you know,
anybody?
Yeah,
doesn't have to be a musician.
No, anybody. Other than, like, your mom, your family, you know, we know all that. But I mean, somebody out there in the public.
If anybody could pull it off for me, go grab Jessica Biel. Huge Jessica Biel fan. Yeah.
Bobby, if you're listening to the show.
Hook it up, girl.
Jessica Biel. Benny
My
would
next
like,
birthday.
Benny would like for his next birthday to have Jessica Biel sing happy birthday.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I'd be just as red as a beet.
There you go.
Oh, man.
And preferably without Justin Timberlake.
Yeah,
right?
I know.
Yeah, okay.
He could just be...
He can do nothing.
He sees her the 364 other days.
Yeah,
I'm sure she can give up one day for me.
This is just Jessica and Benny doing the happy birthday song. So we don't even know if she sings, right?
I don't care.
Yeah.
You said anybody.
You know, you never know what we're going to talk about on this show, but one thing we do for sure is it's all about thriving. Mm. And I want to thank you all for all of the emails I'm still continue to get on the show that we did. What was it, last week when I came back from L.A.? And I shared that story on the plane of a conversation with with one of the passengers sitting next to me, asking me about why I was reading, you know, how was it I came to read both, you know, Emma Curtis Hopkins' book on, what is it, Christian Science Mental Practice, mm-hmm. and People Magazine with Britney Spears. So, you know, that apparently that show...
You got to balance what you're reading, of course.
And I mean, actually what I shared was there isn't much difference. It depends on your perspective. Yeah. So we have a fabulous lineup this week, starting off with Kerry O'Connor going to be joining the show or her own show at the 11 o'clock hour. And today we're going to be speaking with a couple of different people. We want to give you an update on the Extraordinary Speaker Series. And so... So we're going to have Donna joining us for that. Deepak Chopra is next up at bat, coming in on March 4th. And so you'll hear about that. And so also we have today a show for you that has to do with looking at our lives, health, and well-being. And so joining me on that show is going to be Jim Humble. He's going to be talking about the miracle mineral, and that is Imagine a Life with No More Pills. And so tomorrow we come right out of the gate with talking. We have a health week, I think, this week. I looked at the schedule, and it was like, this must be Health Week, because we have so many health shows on, alternative and integrative health shows coming on.
It's Bobby's thing.
Do you think it is this week?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's the chief. She's in charge.
Yeah. So we have energy medicine. We've got cellular wisdom we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about chronic pain and Pat Winterton and what she's created, which is fabulous. Then Diane Cumberland's going to come in to the studio. That's my trainer. My trainer pumping it up.
Miss Cumberland.
Yep. And Kim Picard is coming back. And I want to share this with the listeners. When Kim was on last time, we promised that she has this incredible method that's called the Sedona Tools. And we are going to be giving one of our listeners an opportunity to actually work with Kim. And so I just want to mention to everyone, you know, stay tuned for more about that. And what that's about is Kimberly will pick someone, one of our listeners, to actually go through the Sedona method with her. And so that is very exciting. And we've got a lot more of that coming your way. Ways for folks out there to participate. As a matter of fact, I just want to give you a heads up. We're actually planning something in the April timeframe, which is what I call a holistic makeover. It's Dr. Pat's holistic makeover.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And
we're going to be getting a number of our sponsors and other people from different areas in the country to work with our listeners to help them, you know, reshape their lives from the inside.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, that's a really cool thing.
Help out some people.
Well, that's what it's about. Because yep. I tell you, dude, if I didn't get the help that I got, I probably wouldn't be sitting here doing this show. I'd be a Marilyn Monroe wannabe or something. And then we have Dr. Darvish coming on. Dr. Nusheen Darvish joining us here from Holistic. Followed by a fabulous BBS show at 6 o'clock on Wednesday, The Power of the Sixth Sense. So we're talking about that.
Can you dress up as Marilyn for Halloween next year?
Would you like me to?
Absolutely.
I could do that.
Come on.
I could do that.
Then you could sing to me.
Okay.
Then I would have to be a president.
Okay.
And since it is President's Day.
Today is President's
Day. Pick your president.
That's right. Well,
I'd be Theodore Roosevelt.
Yeah. Wow. What would that look like dressing up as Marilyn Monroe?
It'd be pretty cool.
All right. I'll have to work on that.
What do you mean work on that?
Well.
You don't have a costume of her already? I know you do.
I don't.
I see.
I don't.
I was just trying to catch you.
I'm more likely to have a Jessica Biel costume than a Marilyn Monroe costume. Although, you know, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
And I told the story that, you know, when I was younger, I used to think I was Elvis Presley. So
cool.
That's a whole nother story, too. I really did. Isn't that something?
It's awesome.
I know. Everybody else was watching the Mouseketeers, right?
You were an Elvis.
And I was like, I had my own Elvis guitar and everything.
Hey.
That's right.
You have to have your own idols.
I think it was because both my mom and my sister, who is 12 years older than I am, I think that was their era. Uh-huh. And it was like you get that music from them, and it kind of, you know, gets in your body at the cellular level. So it's like, you know, when your mom is like carrying you around, she's like playing the Elvis music.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And my mom actually owned what is known in New York as a candy store, you know, a soda pop store. And so I would hang out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And with the jukebox and the whole deal. Mm-hmm. Right. And so, you know, Elvis was very popular.
So is this pre-war time for him or post?
Oh, good question. What year did he go to the war?
Trying to remember.
Okay, we'll look it up.
Yeah, we'll do it at the break.
You know, not because
I was a big fan of him, of you know, his music before he went.
I think this is before.
A clean, more natural for me.
Just Let's see if we can pick up some opinion. Elvis tunes for today. I think it was like when, Love Me Tender and Jailhouse Rock and What do you think my favorite Elvis song is? Do you know?
I would have no clue. There's so many out there.
Do you want me to tell everybody?
Well, sure.
Okay. My favorite Elvis song is Heartbreak Hotel.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why.
Any particular reason?
I don't know. I was like a little baby. Why would I even think that, you know, I mean, I certainly wasn't going through any heartbreak. But yeah, that would be my favorite tune.
Thing. You just drew a comparison to it.
I did. I must have. Yeah. I did. And so, you know, maybe I was Elvis in a different lifetime or something.
Quite possible.
You know, maybe I was like an 18th century Elvis, if that's even possible.
18th century Elvis. Mm. So you had the big ruffle around your neck. Or something.
All right, everyone, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Jim Humble and Donna later on in the show. This is Happy President's Day to everyone out there. I hope you're doing something fun and glorious today. We'll be right back.
Since my baby left, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that Heartbreak Hotel where I'll be. I'll be just so lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be just so lonely, I could die.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat Basile, and I'm excited to be the master of ceremonies at the upcoming Extraordinary People 2008 Lecture Series. Join Deepak Chopra, John Holland, Iyanla VanZant, and me right here in Seattle at Benaroya Hall. Tickets are on sale right now. Go to thedrpatshow.com for dates and information. Don't miss this spectacular opportunity to be inspired.
Revitalize your soul with Wayne Dyer, Robert Holden, Doreen Virtue, Marianne Williamson, Greg Braden, and your other favorite Hay House authors on a day or weekend retreat in Las Vegas. It's the annual I Can Do It conference on June 26th through 29th at the Sands Expo, and it's packed with inspiring keynote lectures, interactive workshops, autograph sessions, exhibitors, and more than 35 best-selling authors. Tickets start at only $75. Call 800-654-5126 or visit icandoit.net.
Ladies, your soul is whispering to you. Are you listening? Imagine a woman's magazine dedicated to your inner journey and the deeper aspects of a woman's life. Do you feel an inner tugging of the heart? A desire to live deeper and connect more fully? Aspire Magazine features inspiring articles, interviews, and more, and is the premier inspirational and spiritual publication for women. Aspire Magazine, inspiration for a woman's soul. Subscribe today at aspiremag.net and have inspiration delivered right to your door.
There is within you a power so great that you discover in the one command. This revolutionary new book is taking thousands to success in moments. The one command stops your negative thoughts in their tracks. In this teaching, you are able to reach naturally and easily into the deepest levels of yourself and make remarkable changes in your life. Go to commandingwealth.com and start your new rich future now. Order the one command at commandingwealth.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott of Crown Hill Chiropractic in Seattle, your center for maximized living. Wellness is much more than being free of illness. It's about optimal living in all aspects of life. Our maximized living team provides a safe, healing environment while helping individuals express their true divine potential through chiropractic care and wellness coaching. For more information on achieving wellness, visit us at crownhillchiropractic.com or give us a call at 206-782-8800.
Do you need help losing weight? Does your diet need improvement? Are you having problems getting motivated to exercise? At Personal Training Team, they design a program that works for you. Get results and achieve your fitness goals. Train in their private studios, or they'll even come to your home. Visit their website, personaltrainingteam.com, and call for a free consultation at 425-885-4825. At Personal Training Team, they make it personal. personaltrainingteam.com.
Write it down, shout it loud. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Now, wasn't that fun?
Since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that Heartbreak Hotel where
gonna make you so lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be just so lonely, I could die.
Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom.
Be so, I'll be just so lonely, baby. I'll be just so lonely. I'll be so lonely, I could die.
Man, the bellhop's tears keep flowing, the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street, they'll never look back and think of something.
Think you're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely. Well, they're so lonely, they could die.
Let's hear some more of that, Benny.
Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell.
Everybody, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is talk radio to thrive by, and we're talking about thriving in life. And you know, a conversation, when we talk about thriving, what are we talking about? We're talking about living life full out. And you know, today is just one of those days. I love when things kind of unusual or extraordinary happen. And the thing that I've come to
producer's dream. Yay!
So yeah, we've got Benny and Bobby in hot sweats today. But
didn't know I could go through those hot sweats.
No, not at all. So how are you doing?
Okay, now.
So, you know, don't you love sort of the spontaneous aspect of what we do?
Yeah, I live it 5 days a week already.
All right, now, wouldn't you die, like, if Jessica Biel called in for the show? I mean, what would that be like for you, since she is the person that you absolutely want to sing happy birthday to you?
Yeah, yeah, that'd be an impressive, well, I'd invite it most welcomely and with arms wide open. I'm speechless. I don't even know what
to
say.
I know you are.
I'd be so blown away.
Well, I have to tell you, yesterday when I went to the workshop by Tara Cole Whitaker, the workshop that she gave, it was about the world of possibilities and understanding that manifestation is something that is instantaneous. It's not based out of an old paradigm that, you know, you wish for something and then you get old and gray and it never shows up.
Ugh.
So what we've learned about the science and the energy and the vibration of things is that manifestation could be exactly what you want, but you cannot afford to have anything seep into your consciousness that would otherwise counteract what you desire. And, you know, very serendipitously, we have a guest in the studio right now who just happened to stop by to chat with us. You're going to be hearing a lot more about Dr. Brett. He's joining us today for a quick chat, but he is going to be one of our regulars doing a number of different shows with us today. And he comes to us as someone that is not only dedicated to his profession and his career, but what he most prides and what we've come to know about him is that he creates a very warm and caring environment for the people that come to visit with him. And I have come to know him, and the world that he hangs out in is not only one of dentistry, but beyond that, he is an old soul who has traveled the world and on his own spiritual journey has taken him to many, many places, as with all of us. And so, Dr. Brett, you're just coming in here and hanging out with us today.
On this beautiful sunny day, yes, Dr. Pat.
Absolutely. We want to welcome you to the show, and thank you for joining us here. I wanted to ask you a couple of questions because, you know, we're going to be talking more with you. Of course, Dr. Brett Shupak is from the Alki Dental, and you could find out more about him at alkidental.com. You know, when we look at life's journeys and we take a snapshot in time, and let's call the snapshot in time today, and when we look at our life's journey, do you have any questions about how you arrived at the place that you are today?
No, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
I just have immense gratitude and wonder and the eternal sense of awe.
It's really incredible. I've gotten out a bit over the past couple of months, and I've been able to, you know, get out in front of people in public. And it's always interesting to hear how people reflect on what you and I have decided to take for our life's journey and our vocation, so to speak. You, on the one hand, you get to see people every day. and you get to chat with them and know many, many things about them and who they are. But beyond what you do each and every day, has life been this mystery for you, or have you always known that this is the exact place you wanted to be?
No, life has definitely not only been a mystery, but it's been the mystery that's kept me always in the game. And that sense that around the corner at any moment, something marvelous could be revealed.
You know, I love that. I when I was very, very young, I had a job, a part-time job, and it was a part-time job at a cigarette factory, right? And back then, it was like they didn't have machines doing what they do today. You know, it was truly manual labor. You know, when you go back, people actually did work and did the manual labor. And I remember kind of being at this place where I think my parents wanted to just get me off the street. So, you know, being at this place where, you know, you're sitting there and you're looking at cigarettes coming on a conveyor belt, and you have to try to pick out the bad ones, right?
Sure.
So first of all, you have to understand what the bad ones are, and then you have to pick them out. And, you know, I was struck by thinking about that the other day, and I thought about my life, and I asked myself this question: if there were any days in my life that I would like to pluck out of there, what would they be? And I had a really difficult time doing that, because even some of the most torturous times in my life, you know, looking back, provided immense lessons. What have you found about the lessons in your life?
I have found that I'm able to feel truly blessed in that I have absolutely no regrets whatsoever, because everything has brought me to where and who I am today. And where and who I am today is a place of greater happiness and health than I've ever been yesterday, and I only predict that it will continue to proceed in such a fashion.
Well, you know, we're going to be speaking with you quite a bit, and I wanted our listeners to at least meet you.
Thank you.
And get a sense of the work that you're doing and who you are, because, you know, a lot of times people come up and they meet us, and they meet us in our vocation, and in your case, your phenomenal dentistry practice in Alki, and so we'll talk more about that. But more importantly, folks get to know Dr. Brett as a person. And so if you could describe for our listeners in what we call a radio soundbite who Dr. Brett is, what would that sound like?
That would sound like Dr. Brett being exactly who he is, exactly when he is that. And everything in between.
What is it about, you know, your life these days that most excites you?
Wow.
I know, I'm sorry to have to dump that on you, because somebody actually asked me that question this weekend. I think I had the same response that you did.
Absolutely. Well, let me put into a very recent context. I had a wonderful opportunity to attend a non-dental learning conference in LA this weekend that's still going on today, but I came back last night in order to be here with you this morning. And in this conference, there were 100 plus presenters, and at any given moment, you could go to half a dozen plus presentations. And what excites me most is the knowledge that at every moment, I was exactly where I needed to be. And without the need of expectation or anticipation, I was able to really feel that everything was maximized in the variety and diversity of the things that I participated in or attended, just knowing that every moment was perfect.
You know, that's been, I think, for me, when I look back at my life, when I'm in the middle of it, or have been in the middle of it, it was extremely difficult to know that that moment is perfect. But I've come, like you, I've come to know that there really isn't any moment but the present moment. And we are at choice as to whether we want it to be perfect, or we actually want it to be miserable, in some cases. And so the wow factor, the things that, and I got caught off guard with that question yesterday myself about what in my life excites me these days. And whatever it is today isn't necessarily going to be what it is tomorrow.
No, the opposite. It shouldn't be what it is tomorrow.
Right, because I'll tell you, the stuff that excited me, 10 years ago, definitely is not on my radar today. You know, when we look at the world of that we live in and manifesting and creating a positive energy, in your practice, and, you see hundreds of people, what is it about the work that you do that also brings out the best of who you are?
Well, dentistry is a very fascinating profession in that it, I believe, is the only profession left that truly allows an individual to be a Renaissance person if they choose to do so. But the clinical and technical aspects of dentistry aside, I think the thing that really holds me the most is the relationship that's created and the ability to be very intimate with someone in a very challenging situation and to help hold them at times of great anxiety or fear and also help them move through that.
Yeah.
And in that way, to help them also move through possibly other areas in their life where such fear and anxiety also manifest.
You know, you bring up a really good point. And I hadn't really thought about this, but it really is true. There are many people that I know that, when you say to them, what are you doing today? And they say, wow, I got a dentist appointment. And they're like all happy and smiley about it. And so you are at a position every day pretty much of your life that you practice. You are in a position to either disperse that fear and anxiety or actually accelerate it. And so you're in a position to either help people and I would imagine, given your success, that you have a very, very calming way with people.
Well, I first had to have a calming way with myself.
No kidding. Let's take a short break, and we're thrilled Dr. Brett Shupak joined us here today. I want to make sure that everybody knows you can find out more about Dr. Brett at alkydental.com. And also, if you want to find out more by giving him a chat, giving him a call, 206-933-9300, 206-933-9300. You're going to be hearing more from Dr. Brett in the next couple of weeks. So let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright.
Are you tired of treating your animal companions with toxic drugs? Do chronic, degenerative, or disabling conditions affect your horses or pets' quality of life? Quantum Healing, created by Dr. Susan Seeley, with over 25 years as a veterinarian and 40 in the equestrian field, brings hope of true health and healing for your pet or equine companion. Visit quantumvet.com. Learn how quantum healing can benefit your animal companion. That's quantumvet.com.
One world, one heart, one song. You're invited to the Global Heart Benefit Concert on February 29th. Let your soul be lifted and celebrate with us our deep intention to be of service to our greater global family. This special benefit concert supports the powerful demonstration of faith in action by groups dedicated to building a better future for everyone. Children's Hospital, Habitat for Humanity, Country Doctor, Earth Corps, and University Church's Emergency Fund, featuring the Choir of Light and joined by special musical guest Leora Cash, Canada's leading gospel jazz vocalist. The Global Heart Benefit Concert, February 29th, 7:30 p.m. at the Center for Spiritual Living in Seattle. Visit spiritualliving.org for more information.
Sign up for the Dr. Pat Show weekly newsletter, giving you the week's guest lineup, promotions, sponsor giveaways, and listing seminars and events such as this one. Go to thedrpatshow.com and register now.
Do you want a better relationship, to achieve outstanding business and career goals, or to improve your health and fitness? You have the answers. All the power you need is within you. Personal transformation is about a solid foundation in the workings of the conscious and unconscious mind, with a seminar or training that gets you high and keeps you there. Contact the Empowerment Partnership and unlock your hidden potential. Call 1-800-800-MIND or visit NLP.com. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Are you one of the millions of frustrated people who can't take off weight or keep it off on a low-fat or low-calorie diet? It's hard, isn't it? Well, don't despair another day. The Sugar-Free Miracle Diet is the answer to your prayers. I'm Karen Bentley, and I lost 130 pounds on this program. I'm also the founder and CEO of the Sugar-Free Miracle Diet Company. Go to sugarfreemiracle.com, that's sugarfreemiracle.com, and get started today.
Is your cell phone harming your health? Evidence has shown that electropollution can have a devastating effect on our health and may increase our risk for disease and illness. Scientifically validated and patented technologies that neutralize the harmful effects are now available. Email mybiopro@aol.com or call 503-781-5604. For more information, visit thrive.emf411.com. No triple W in this address.
1150kknw.com, your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher. And let's say hi to you. Then you'll know you'll have me.
Yes, everybody, welcome back. It's an Elvis kind of day. Thank you, Benny, for bringing back those memories. As I said before, you're going to be hearing lots more from Dr. Brett. He's going to be joining us in a regular series. But as I indicated, you could find out more on alkydental.com or give him a shout at 206-933-9300. Right now, I'm thrilled and honored to be having this conversation with Donna Vasaki, who's joining us here today, of Bella Sparks. She's joining us because she is the individual responsible for bringing this extraordinary speaker series to Seattle and to many, many other places. So she's joining us here today. We're going to do a little sneak preview on the upcoming event with Deepak Chopra. Donna, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you? How are things going with the upcoming Deepak event?
Well, they're going really, really well. We're really excited that we have him on board to come to Seattle. It's going to be a wonderful show. I mean, he's one of the best speakers, most inspirational speakers in the world, I think.
And, you know, isn't this event brand new material? Isn't this about his new book?
He has an incredible new book. I think people are going to be really interested in it. It's called The Third Jesus. The Christ We Cannot Ignore, and I've been reading just snippets of it. It's going to be really interesting. You know, it's like, who is the real Jesus? What was his message? And he really delves into that. So it's going to be a great lecture and a wonderful book.
So how has the series been going? Let's just reflect for a few minutes on the events we've had so far and the reactions of the people that have been there. What is your sense? What is most exciting for people?
Well, you know, both speakers that we've had so far, we started with Greg Braden, and then we had Alan Cohen in February, and they're two different, totally different people. Greg's the analytical person, you know, the scientist, and he does a wonderful job of making this message understandable to the average person. And then Alan Cohen comes at it from a totally different perspective, but I know people have found both of these lectures, different people in different ways have found both of these lectures life-changing.
Well, you could tell because the people that stay around afterwards, you just hear them talk. They talk to each other. They've been talking with us about it. And each one of these presentations has been special and unique. And not to mention, Ben Arroyo Hall is an incredible, incredible place to do an event. I mean, it's a huge, big stage. I have had absolutely just total fun and delight at emceeing the event, as well as introducing Reverend Dr. Kathy Ann Lewis.
It's a beautiful facility. The it feels so good. The energy there is really positive, very professional, and so we totally love being there. It's been just a wonderful experience for us. And like I said, our speakers have been very well received. Totally different presentations, but that's the nice thing about it, is that we all learn things differently. We absorb things. We resonate with different things. And so, you know, we have a variety of speakers who bring us their message in a different way.
What have you been personally struck by in the different series that have been done? And, you know, just to recap a bit, we had Greg Braden early on, then we had Alan Cohen, and, of course, Deepak Chopra, followed by John Holland and Iyanla Van Zandt.
I love these people, and getting to know them and getting to experience the energy that they have has been just amazing. I feel it coming from the stage. I feel it when I get a chance to talk to them. They touch people in amazing ways, and I think that's the best part, is just to be around that energy. It's so much fun.
You know, Donna, I mean, you clearly are looking at taking this message to different cities and different places. What are you finding in the different places that you go to present different speakers? What are you finding in terms of the receptivity of the people that show up?
What I'm finding is that there's a real awakening going on across the country. People are everywhere are waking up to this. They're hungry for this information. They're open to new thoughts, new consciousness, and that's the exciting part, is just being able to be a part of that, to make these speakers and their message available to people because they want it. They, for the first time, you know, it's just all coming to the surface and people are ready for it.
You know, let me ask you about your own personal journey. You know, we tend to talk about other people and, you know, being ready for it, but I don't know about you. I am noticing in my own level of consciousness and awareness that, you know, I'm moving to a level of accepting more. And, you know, we started this show, and I talked about it this weekend. We started this show not as a radio show. We actually started this show when I created Crust Busting, and I created my first business card around that. And on the back of the card, I wrote, I wanted to reach 1 million people and help them live life full out. And radio showed up. Now what's happening is television is showing up. And I've been sort of dragging my feet and kicking and screaming about it because, you know, I've had these beliefs that aren't necessarily true. What do you sense is possible in the world that we live in right now in getting this message out to millions of people?
I think anything's possible. That's what I'm learning. And part of my whole journey is to just step back and allow it to unfold, because the blueprint is there. I think everything that you're supposed to be doing, everything that I'm supposed to be doing, it's already been laid out for us. And we just need to get out of the way and trust. That's the biggest thing. You know, I'm reading one of my speakers in Colorado right now is Gary Quinn, and his number one message is you can live in fear or you can live in trust. And just trust that everything's unfolding as it should, and it will. And that's where I'm working on that. Every day I work on that.
Well, and you know, that's something I think that many people are looking at. I was talking earlier about a seminar I attended that Terry Cole Whitaker gave, and the entire, sitting there for the entire 2 hours, was filled with what I call positive energy sound bites of things that I think we know, but we forget on a regular basis. And, you know, as we look forward to the Deepak event, many people are asking, you know, are there still tickets left? And so, you know, that's a question to answer. But more importantly, we're in a big hall. Benaroya Hall is big.
It is big. I think full out it seats 2,500 seats if you take in all the different layers and everything. So we still have seats available, but I would recommend that people buy them in advance, so because there could be a long line at the door and that they don't want to get stuck waiting and being late for the show, because we're going to start right on time. And they can get their tickets at the Benaroya Hall box office, and that number is 206-215-4747. But it's going to be a huge crowd. I know that. We've gotten wonderful response to that, and I can't wait to hear him again. It's been a while since I've heard Deepak lecture, and it's always so inspiring and so moving, and that this is going to be another special one, I know.
You know, all of these have been so special. I mean, every single one of them. I know that people walked out of the Alan Cohen event last time and were just, you could see the transformation in their eyes.
And the thing about Alan is that, you know, his message is just so basic and so gentle. And it is those little reminders that we all need just to kind of keep us on task and on the path that we're on. And that he's so good at that.
You know, as we look at this and we look at moving forward beyond Deepak, John Holland is also on the venue, and John will have a guest with him joining him this next time. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Because John is coming with another wonderful psychic, a good friend of mine, Deborah Becker.
Yep.
And so both of them will be talking a little bit about, you know, being psychic and how you can connect with people from the other side. But the best part always is when they start doing readings from the audience, and they're both amazingly right on. And that's always fun. They're fun to watch. It's fun to be chosen. So that's going to be a great show.
And you never know who John is going to pick, because he does it energetically. It's based on what he sees and feels in the audience. And I've had that happen to me in one of his events. And, you know, how he sort of, you know, figures out who they're talking about. You know, you're in a room with, what, 500 or plus people, and somehow he could cone in that the message is for you. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about the upcoming event with Deepak Chopra. Oprah, and much more. Donna Vasaki joining us here today. If you want to find out more, just go to my website. We've got something right on the homepage, www.drpatshow.com. We'll be right back.
What is a bug? I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Yeah. Well, my hands are shaking and my knees are weak.
Participate in a Divine Awakening transmission with Lori Grant, Kahuna Ho'okahi, where you'll have the opportunity to experience your true divine essence. Stop living the pain of separation and be in the bliss of oneness. Join Lori and attend her Infinite Oneness Enlightenment Seminar on February 29th through March 2nd. Visit onenessnonduality.com or call 808-394-2464.
From a place of special energy, the Sedona tools are specially crafted to work with the disruptive emotional energies of traumatic experience. You can release and resolve the past, move gracefully through the present, and attract the future you wish with power that's already yours. Your intent and creative visualization. Now work with the right tools. Visit thesedonatools.com.
Louise Hay has shown millions of people how to heal their lives. You can be next. Now, Louise's inspirational life story is captured in the new You Can Heal Your Life, the movie. This loving portrait of Louise and the impact of her life work features guest appearances by Wayne Dyer, Cheryl Richardson, Doreen Virtue, and more. See the movie that's changing lives, now available on DVD. To watch a free preview, visit www.youcanhealyourlifemovie.com.
Can you work in harmony and prosper with the universe? Find out each week on the radio show Cosmic Connections with Madeline, brought to you by the Dr. Pat Show, every Friday at 10 a.m. on KKNW 1150. Internationally known astrologer Madeline Gerwick brings you tips, tools, and answers to your questions. Check the show topics at PolarisBusinessGuides.com. That's PolarisBusinessGuides.com. Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, so you can prosper with the universe.
Would you like to receive a weekly email telling you about personal growth events and resources in the Puget Sound region? This service is now available complements of New Spirit Journal, the locally owned and operated newspaper that brings you a wealth of inspirational information every month. Go to newspiritjournal.com and click on Earl. That's events and resource listings, but you can call it Earl. New Spirit Journal has been providing inspirational news and information for almost 3 years. Visit newspiritjournal.com.
Do you or a loved one have chronic pain? ABC Health Solutions introduces Ferroblock, a fabric that relieves chronic pain with no side effects. Ferroblock's unique construction of micro-thin stainless steel and nylon interrupts EMFs, or high-frequency waves, from damaging our cells, causing inflammation and pain. Call 253-631-8270 or visit abchealthsolutions.biz to see a short video regarding Ferroblock. That's abchealthsolutions.biz.
Remember, you're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
When you have such luck, I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
Oh, my God, can you see my hips moving? Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the
it's
Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Do you know that I actually, for Christmas 1 year, my folks got me an Elvis guitar.
Like officially signed one?
I don't know. It looked like I could never tell with my dad where he got most of this stuff from.
Was it in like an official Blue Hawaiian ukulele one?
No, it was like a guitar. It was. And, you know, we were always like, dad would always bring things home that fell off the truck. So that was always, an experience.
Look what I found.
Yeah, dad had a trucking company. It was like, oops, look what fell off the truck this time.
Was that just a
that
saying
was always
or
an
it really
experience.
Happened?
Well,
who knows?
We don't want to go there. Yeah, right. That's his story. We'll honor the dad's story right now. That's his story. He's sticking to it. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. And I hope you're thriving today. Donna Vasaki's joining me here today. She is the mastermind behind the Extraordinary People series. And if you want to find out more about the series, check it out on the website. Go to my website. We've got a big old poster right there on the homepage, www.drpatshow.com, drpatshow.com. Check it out and you will see. So Donna, we're talking about Deepak Chopra is coming to town on March 4th, but then John Holland and then Iyanla Van Zandt. Let's talk about Iyanla right now.
She's amazing.
Oh my
She's
gosh.
An incredible woman. She has overcome a lot of obstacles in her life and gone on to do amazing things. She was, I don't know if a lot of people seem to remember this. She was part of a show called Starting Over.
Oh, yeah, with my buddy Rhonda.
Rhonda Britton.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many people are just furious that she got taken off the air when replaced with Dr. Phil.
Yes.
they really enjoyed that show, and she makes a difference in people's lives. So she's a wonderful woman.
Absolutely. And so, you know, she's going to be coming sort of a, you know, the cleanup batter, so to speak.
Yes.
In the series in Seattle.
Well, sometimes you have to save the best for last.
Yeah. Absolutely. But she's also coming to talk about, you know, a topic that I love, which is the ways we love. And so she's going to be talking about relationships as spiritual practices unto themselves and much more. So this is exciting as well. But Deepak's new book and, you know, the conversation he's going to have with people in the March 4th event is new. It's fresh. And this is one of the earlier conversations he's having about it. Is that not correct?
It is. The book has just recently come out. Or it's coming out in the next couple of days. I'm not even sure. So Seattle will be one of the first people to really, you know, get the full story on this.
So, you know, what are you most excited about in what you've created here, Donna?
I think just the energy that I feel growing, the energy I feel in people as they hear these speakers and they're just rejuvenated and maybe raised up another level. I think that's the most exciting thing about it. And people, they just say, thank you. Thank you for bringing this, that we can have a chance to experience these kinds of speakers and that. And that's the best part, is just touching people.
You know, as you look at what you've created, I know that you're looking at other cities, other places, other things. You know, what's next for you?
Well, I thought we were going to be expanding the speaker series to some other communities, possibly the Midwest. But I'm sort of getting a new message from the universe. And I have a feeling we're going to be doing some special events, big events with a variety of speakers and entertainment, energy, multimedia things that I don't know where we're going to start them, or it's something that's probably going to happen in 2009. But again, it's one of those things that's just kind of all of a sudden coming through, that this is the next step, just like maybe television is your next step.
You know, it's really interesting to see what shows up, because the one thing that hasn't changed for us is the message. And the message is reaching millions of people to help them live life full out. And that's what the show has been about from day one. That's what it's about today. And I'm always struck by the amazing guests that we get to have on, and that we're also planning for the future. It's an incredible, incredible journey.
I think this is an incredible time to be living on Earth. There are going to be so many wonderful changes happening as people awaken, and it is fun to cross paths and to work with people like yourself and the speakers that we're working with, and that who are all part of helping to create this this shift in consciousness.
What do you think the most important thing is for us to learn these days in raising our consciousness?
I think that the message is all about love and peace, and to learn how to, you know, live under that auspice, and to trust in that, trust in the universe, trust in God. That's a tough question, I guess. There's a lot of wonderful information out there.
Well, you know, all of this is information, and it rings true differently for different people. And that's what I've learned about myself, and I've learned about, you know, the people that I work with one-on-one, is that this is not a one-size-fits-all journey.
I think that's the important part. Everybody's on their own path, and we need to respect that.
Absolutely. You know, as you look at your life, the successes you're having with these events, what can we look forward to?
I think that this is available for all of us. I think we can all believe that we can do things, that we can step out of our own little box. And that's what I've had to do, you know, and put away the voices in my head that say, you're not smart enough, you're not good enough, you don't know how to do that, and trust that that it's all there, and that I can do it. And I think everybody needs to trust that they can follow their path and do what it is they're supposed to do.
Absolutely. Donna, thank you so much for joining us today. You know, we so love everything that you've done and continue to do to help all of us step into the practice of raising our consciousness. So, you know, much of this is about taking life 1 minute at a time and, you know, being able to integrate all of the lessons that we learned so that we can thrive in this life. So thank you so much for that incredible message.
Thank you, Pat. And I will see everybody in March.
Absolutely. Which is right around the corner, actually. Thank you, Donna. And please, Donna, can people, they can still get the tickets online, or they can call?
Yes, they can get tickets online at bellaspark.com, or they can call the Benaroya Hall box office.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us today. I want to thank all our listeners for joining us here today. And remind everybody, don't touch that dial. Kerry O'Connor is coming on. You'll be able to chat with her. And the phone lines usually just light up like crazy. So we want to welcome all of you to that show. Stay tuned tomorrow on my Voice America show. We're going to be talking about getting real, getting rich, conquering the seven lies blocking you from success. And don't forget, we have got a powerhouse lineup for you tomorrow. As a matter of fact, right here, four powerhouse interviews, all on The Dr. Pat Show. Have a good one. Benny, thank you for playing the Elvis music. And Nick is already working on Jessica Biel.